Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The colors leaving the field after the performance of the national anthem here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, just about set to go. The State College Spikes, 6-5 this season. The Trenton Thunder are 7-4. The Thunder, the home squad, in their white pinstripe jerseys with the Thunder word mark across the front in black and gold numerals on the back as well. The navy blue caps with the Thunder logo on the front. Spikes in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right of the jersey. Gold numerals outlined in red on the back as well. And the gray pants with the blue stripe running down the side. The navy blue caps with the Ribbon S logo on the front. Kyle Huxdorf, Ethan Mendoza, and Tyler Wilson to start off the order. Cam Buford, Will Bush, and Matthew Bardwell in the middle third. And Bryce Matthews, Cade Climie, and Daryl Michael Jean rounding it out for the Spikes. As right-hander Jeremy Lee makes his Trenton debut out of Southern Alabama. A 4.86 career ERA there, 138 strikeouts and 132 career innings. And so it's South Alabama out of the Sun Belt Conference. He was 1-0 with a 1.13 ERA in 2022, then redshirted the season due to injury, so he's battling his way back. He was a collegiate baseball freshman All-American, but also saw his 2021 season cut short due to an injury. So Lee trying to battle his way back and get noticed in advance of the Major League Baseball draft coming up July 9th through the 11th. By the way, the MLB Draft League prospect game will be taking place here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark on Wednesday, July 5th. It's slated to be televised by MLB Network, but the MLB Draft League prospect game will feature some of the top prospects from each of the six MLB Draft League teams getting their last showcase before the draft takes place. And, of course, the second half of the MLB Draft League season featuring young professionals looking to capture the notice of Major League Baseball clubs will be starting on Friday, June the 7th. And on that date, the Spikes will be at home. They'll be hosting the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, and that'll be Fitness Friday and another Dollar Dog Night. And as part of Dollar Dog Night, we are daring fans to hashtag meet the challenge. That's M-E-A-T, a hot dog per inning for nine innings, nine hot dogs, nine innings. If you hashtag meet the challenge, you'll be entered into a giveaway for a free year's membership at East Coast Health and Fitness. First pitch of the evening is in the air and into center field from Kyle Huxdorf, hauled in by Isaiah Drake. One pitch and one out for Lee as the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch tonight at 7:03. It was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. They're playing Ethan Mendoza to the plate, to the screens of Billy Jewell's big shot. You had to be a big shot. Well, he has been in this series, takes ball one low. Mendoza with six hits in the first two games. Four hits on Tuesday night, two more last night. Swings of the 1-0, lifted to right field. Kornblum going back on it. He's posted underneath it, makes the catch. Jeremy Lee has needed just three pitches to net two outs thus far. And here's Tyler Wilson, the switch-hitting first baseman, jumping up to the three spot in the order. He did not play last night in the opener of this series. Went 1-for-4 with an RBI and a sacrifice fly. He also scored a run in that game. Trenton took the opener of this series 9-6, but last night, Spikes winning 6-2. Matthew Bardwell, who is the number six hitter in the order tonight, with a monstrous solo homer to left field. As the Spikes had some crooked numbers early, and the pitching held it down. Fastball high and away. 1-0 to Wilson, batting as a lefty against the righty Lee. Pitching was outstanding. Ben Harris, 3 one-run innings. Corey Yvonne allowed 1 run in his 3 innings. Struck out 7 as well in earning the victory. Fastball up and away. 2-0 the count to Wilson. Daniel Panasonic and Ty Buckner combined 3 scoreless innings to finish it out. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Cut through the 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Brian Scattini doing the catching tonight for Trenton. Second game he's been behind the plate to start. I checked that. It's the second game he spent behind the plate. He finished the game last night. It was strike on the outer edge, 2-2 now. Scattini took over for Angel Mendoza midway through last night's game. Base is empty, 2 out, top of the first, no score. Lead to the plate, breaking ball dips into the zone for a called. Strike 3, an efficient 1-2-3 inning for Jeremy Lee of Trenton. Ben Fisher for the Spikes will look to do the same in the bottom half. The southpaw to the mound in a scoreless game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom half of the first inning in Trenton, and lefty Ben Fisher gets his third appearance, his second start for the Spikes. Fisher, also a product of the Sun Belt Conference out of Georgia Southern, native of Tunnel Hill, Georgia. He was the Friday night starter for Georgia Southern this spring, 4-6 record of 70-77. And two-thirds innings pitched, leading the way for the Eagles, and his 70 strikeouts also paced the staff. Here in the Major League Baseball Draft League, Fisher has made 2 appearances so far. He went 3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 6 hits in a start against Williamsport. June the 3rd did not factor in the decision. Last time out, he pitched on Friday against Frederick at home, 4 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits against him. He struck out 1, he walked 1, he struck out 2 in his first start of the year. And his first pitch of the night is found to the right side by shortstop Colton Becker. It is Becker, Chris Brito, and Isaiah Drake top of the order. Socrates, Bardazos, Brian Scattini, and Alden Mathis in the 4-5-6 spots. Rylan Zaborowski, Chase Englehart, and Cooper Kornblum hitting 7-8-9 for the Thunder. And the breaking ball is a strike over the inside corner of the plate. It was a breaking ball, not a fastball, but fast is how Ty is working. He's right back to it on the 0-2, and that curveball misses low. 1-2. Will Bush doing the catching tonight for the Spikes. Tyler Wilson is at first base. Ethan Mendoza at second. Daryl Michael Jean getting the start at shortstop, and Cade Climie is at third base. Outfield after the 1-2 pitch from Fisher. Southpaw deals, swing and a miss. Another big curveball, and that's the first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One gone in the opening frame, and here is Chris Brito in the home half of the first. The third baseman, right-handed hitter. Brito last night came in midway through at second base, went 0-for-1. Striking out in his lone plate appearance, the fastball misses high. One ball, no strikes. Actually, a little off-speed delivery from Fisher. And the 1-0. A lot of movement on his pitches. Curveball low. 2-0 the count. In his arsenal, two-seam fastball, the cut fastball, as well as a curve and a change. And the 2-0, there's the two-seamer. That's a strike just above the knees. 2-1 the count. To Brito. A couple of left-handers and a switch hitter in the lineup against the lefty Fisher. The 2-1. Fastball outside. 3-1 the count. Brito 0 for 4, excuse me, at the plate in this series. For the year, he's batting .296, .457 on base percentage. The 3-1 popped up down the right field line. It'll tail into the seats. A foul ball. And the count is full. Brito with a double, a triple, a home run, and 7 runs batted in over the 10 games he has played thus far with the Thunder. Manager Jeff Manto coaching at third. Handling things over at first base is Darren Ford. Payoff pitch from the lefty Fisher. Fastball in tight, ball 4. So the one-out walk brings Isaiah Drake to the plate, left-handed hitting center fielder. Drake batting .304 this season, 2 doubles, a home run, 2 RBIs. I don't really love the Drake in State College, that's for sure. 8 walks as well for Drake, leading to a .484 on base percentage. Amazingly, those 8 walks are tied for 9th in the league. And the first pitch, grounded up the middle. Backhanded by Mendoza. Second baseman steps on second. Throw to first in time. The Spikes turn their 9th double play of the season thanks to Ethan Mendoza. And the inning is over. Nothing across for the Thunder. We move to the second. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the top of the second inning, and both teams sent 3 hitters to the plate in the first. So Cam Buford, Will Bush, Matthew Bardwell do up for the Spikes. No score here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. An update in action, Class 5A state title game back home at Medler Field. Strathaven taking on Shaler. They are tied at 8, bottom of the 7th, which in the high school game is the final inning of the game. First pitch strike from righty Jeremy Lee to Cam Buford, who is our guest on Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Inn Health prior to today's game. The 1-0 chopped off the plate onto short, taken on a big hop by Becker. Fires the throw to first, but it pulls the first baseman Zaborowski off the bag. And we'll see what that goes as. I've got to believe it will be an error, and it is. E6 is the call. That's the 23rd error of the year for Trenton. And it's been a tough few games for Becker at shortstop against the Spikes. Last night, guilty of two errors and could have been tagged for a third. And here is Will Bush now, the Spikes catcher. Takes a strike over the outer edge. Bush, a left-handed hitter. Will batting to 11, but with a .348 on-base percentage, four RBIs in five games. Open stance in the left-handed box. Almost has his feet at a 45-degree angle as the throw to first. Gets Buford diving back in. Cam, by the way, has two doubles, a triple, which he notched last night, and a home run, along with seven RBIs in his first six Spikes games. Here's a set by Lee, and the pitch homeward, and Bush shoots this one foul third base side. Goes off the tarp on the third base side, a full field tarp here. Actually saw it unfurled yesterday. There was a shower that passed through early yesterday. They put it out as well as a precautionary measure at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, but nothing fell then. That's the only drops we've seen since coming here to Trenton this week. Throw on to first, and Buford dives back in again. Spikes manager Dave Tremblay coaching at third. Jesus Azuaje, the assistant coach, handling things at first. The Delaware River, viewable through the foliage over the right field wall. And the 0-2 to Bush, swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Lee. That's the second strikeout of the game for the Trenton right-hander. Buford remains at first. One gone for Matthew Bardwell, the left fielder. Bardwell was 1-for-4 last night, but then one hit a big one. A 425-foot solo shot to left field. Went over all the ad boards beyond the left field wall, and those are about 25, 30 feet high in total. Breaking ball slices down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Bardwell, 1-for-7 in the series, batting 200 this year, a .355 on base percentage, one double and one home run, two extra base hits this season, five RBIs on eight games. Here's a broken bat looper past the lunging Becker, the shortstop. Buford moves up to second as Drake, the center fielder, quickly on the ball. And that one not quite the blast of last night, but it counts as a hit just the same for Matthew Bardwell. He'll have to check the bat when he gets back in the dugout. They're now first and second. Runners on first and second. One out for Bryce Matthews, the right fielder. Matthews with a .393 on base percentage this year. Batting average of .150 so far. But he has a double, a triple, and eight walks to go with four RBIs in his first seven games. He fouls it off behind the plate, 0-1. Matthews last night went 1-for-4 with that double. He did not play in the opener, getting a rest. Spikes did officially add to the ranks today with Chase Call joining the outfielders. Call, who also played catcher at UC Irvine this spring. A nice chat with him. A Cali guy through and through is the 0-1 taken for a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. He was recounting for him how I had related yesterday that Charlie Blaney, the former vice president of the LA Dodgers, as well as the former president of the California League, was his grandfather, and Charlie Blaney also made several different minor league schedules over the years. Here's a chopper on to short, taken in by Becker, throw to second for one. That's all they'll get. It was a couple of high bounces to Becker. He was just waiting on it, got the sure force play to erase Bardwell. Buford moves to third. It's a fielder's choice for Matthews. Runners on the corners, two outs, top of the second. We've got no score currently. And Cade Chimey headed to the plate. Climby, excuse me. I knew I was going to do that. It was written as Chimey somewhere today. And Climby is 1-for-5 in the series. He doubled on Tuesday night. Here's the pitch. Lifted foul right side. 0-1 the count. Climby certainly hoping to chime in on the scoreboard here with first and third and two outs. Spike scored five of their first six runs last night with two outs. Throw on to first, and back in safely is Matthews. Talking about Chase Call's grandfather, Charlie Blaney. Actually, talking with Chase, he told me that Charlie would routinely offer his grandchildren and his children the opportunity to make the schedule themselves. If they were successful, they earned some money. But schedule making, as so many have found through the years, is more art than science, although there's a fair amount of science behind it. It's a 1-1 now to Climby, who lifts it foul first base side, quickly into the seats. About four rows behind the Trenton dugout, first base side. A ball and two strikes. And one of the leagues that Charlie Blaney used to make the schedule for, the New York Penn League, which the Spikes were members from 2006 to 2020. Here's the set by Lee. And the 1-2. There goes the runner, Matthews. The pitch is fouled off at the plate. Matthews slides in, but he'll have to return to first. A 1-2 count, two outs. Not necessarily the riskiest situation to try and steal, and certainly Bryce with the speed to do so in a regular situation anyway. He's 2-for-2 in stolen bases this year. The Spikes are 17 of 18 as a team in stolen bases. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him to go around on the breaking ball that dipped out of the zone. Third strikeout for Lee, and the side retired. The Spikes notch a first hit. One error, two runners left on base. At the end of an inning and a half, still nothing-nothing here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the second, Ty Fisher, the Spikes lefty back on the hill, and delivers a first pitch low. Ball one to Socrates Bardatzos. The switch-hitting DH tonight, a catcher by trade. The 1-0 to him is a fastball low and away. 2-0 the count. Bardatzos out of nearby Rider University, a native of Ridgefield, New Jersey. 6'3", 220, 21 years of age, and he lines it into center field, a base hit. Bardatzos, who's actually 22, has Trenton's first hit of the night, and rookie the Bat Dog grabbing the bat. It is not a night where there's plenty of dogs in the seats. That was last night. But tonight is Pride Night here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Ryan Scattini now into the right-handed box. Scattini, and taking over behind the plate midway through last night's game, went 1-for-2 in his only appearance of the series so far. He takes ball one inside. By the way, outfield for the Spikes, Matthew Bardwell is in left, Kyle Huxdorf in center, and Bryce Matthews in right. Here's the 1-0. As grounded to the right side, between first and second, a base hit. So Bardazzo's moves up to second, back-to-back singles to start the bottom of the second inning. And here's Alden Mathis, left-handed hitting left fielder. Played at the University of Richmond this past season, out of Broomall, PA, though, in this area. We are not too far away from Philly. Definitely the Trenton area draws from both the PA and New Jersey sides. Mathis, 6 foot, 200 pounds for the season. He is hitting .355, a .512 on base percentage that is currently seventh best in the league. Of course, we are early in the year, so the minimums are quite low in terms of plate appearances to make it to that list. The first pitch high and away, 1-0 the count. Jacob Harper of Williamsport, by the way, leads the league right now with a .607 on base percentage. That's astounding. 1-0, swing and a miss. Through the cut fastball, and it's 1-1. Kendry Maduro of Frederick currently sits second. Spikes leader entering the game, Ethan Mendoza, was at .500. That's good for a tie for ninth. Again, it's early going, though. We are just about in the final, or just ending the second week of the season as the 1-1 pitch fouled back by Mathis, 1-2 the count. Had the opportunity to chat with the executive director of the MLB Draft League, Sean Campbell, who is here in attendance tonight. And Sean and his son will actually be also in Frederick tomorrow when the Spikes visit the Keys. That'll be a 7 p.m. game out in Frederick. Be on the air with you at approximately 6:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health tomorrow night. The 1-2, a breaking ball low. 2-2 the count. Actually, Sean earlier today was at Camden Yards because Frederick Keys catcher Dennis Kasumba was visiting Camden Yards today, took some cuts in the cages, met several of the Orioles, including Adley Rutschman, who's one of his heroes. The 2-2 swung on and missed by Mathis. That's the second strikeout for Ty Fisher tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Ryland Zabarowski, number 7 man in the order, the Trenton first baseman in the right-handed box. Zabarowski, .316 batting average, .519 on base percentage. As the pitch inside, it hits Zabarowski in the left arm. Pitch then sailed to the backstop, but it hit the batter first, so it's a dead ball. The runners advance. Bardazzo's moves up to third. Scatina to second, and now Fisher finds himself in a bases-loaded one-out jam with Chase Engelhardt to the plate. Engelhardt, the Trenton second baseman, is had the most action in this series, a .308 average for the season, .400 the on-base percentage, a triple and two RBIs in eight games. Engelhardt was 0-for-2 as the shortstop last night. He was 1-for-4 on Tuesday, alternating between second and short. And that included the triple, which is his lone extra base hit of the year so far. But no place to put him as Fisher delivers. Here's a fly ball, left field, Bardwell makes the catch. Bardazzo's tagging from third, but a strong throw, he'll hold at third. On target from Bardwell, he was set up perfectly. It's a fly out to left, the bases remain loaded, the score remains empty at this point, and Cooper Kornblum, the number 9 man in the order up. Kornblum, the right fielder out of Purdue, a native of Waco, Texas, 22 years of age. Now hitting .429, 6-14 in his first five games with the Thunder. Two doubles, one run batted in. Big chance for Fisher to get out of the jam here, though. Tie comes set at the belt. First pitch, fastball low, one ball, no strikes. But talking about Dennis Kasumba, the Frederick catcher, he actually had a nice chance to chat with the MLB Network folks there as the ballpark cam captured he and Frederick manager Rene Rivera on what is an off day for the Keys today. Here is the 1-0, bounced on to second, taken in by Mendoza. This will take the spikes out of the jam, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. And Ben Fisher, nonplussed, he loads the bases with one out, but he leaves them loaded. Two hits, nothing else for the Thunder. We go to the third, still scoreless, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the third, Daryl Michael Jean, Kyle Huxdorf, and Ethan Mendoza. The 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Spikes. No score in this one as Jeremy Lee done after two innings. Again, it was his first appearance, and so still bringing him along. So Chase Jeter now takes over for the Thunder here in the third inning. We'll get the numbers on Jeter in just a moment. First pitch for him tonight to Daryl Michael Jean is low for a ball, 1-0. So no longer Lee. It's now Jeter on the mound. And here's the windup, and the left-hander delivers. And that is line past the diving Becker into center field, a base hit. So the Spikes' second hit of the night, and it is Daryl Michael Jean's second hit as a Spike. That'll bring Kyle Huxdorf to the plate. Huxdorf, the center fielder, 0-for-1. He flying out to center field in the first. Jeter is making his fourth appearance for the Thunder this year. He had previously appeared against the Spikes on June the 5th in a starting role. First pitch to Huxdorf is low for a ball, 1-0. Earned the win in that game, starting and going five innings, allowing two runs on seven hits. He struck out four. He walked one there. Jeter with a 1-0. That's called strike in the inside corner, 1-1. And pitching here in Trenton, which for a long time was a Yankees affiliate, now part of the Major League Baseball Draft League. Obviously, the name Jeter evokes certain memories. They still have Derek Jeter up here as the pitch outside for a ball. Taking out for second is Jean. The throw to second is on target. Engelhardt, the second baseman, applied the tag, and Jean caught stealing. Just the second time this season that's happened to the Spikes. And Dave Tremblay says he'll get him next time. So 2-1 the count. Base is now empty with one out for Huxdorf. Jeter for the season. Chase, that is. 1-1 with a 4.91 ERA for the Thunder. Coming in, 11 innings of work. Breaking ball low, 3-1 the count. He was 0-for-1 in save opportunities. Actually took the loss and a blown save, giving up 7 runs, 4 of them earned over 3 innings last time out against West Virginia. That was on Saturday. The 3-1, chopped down the third base line. It stays fair. Brito tracks it down. Long throw across the diamond, but it's in time. That's just a tremendous play by Chris Brito at the hot corner. Nothing much Kyle Huxdorf could do. He tried to put it where they ain't. Brito was there. Here's Ethan Mendoza now. 6 hits in this series. And Mendoza, ironically, was the only spike prior to this inning to have been thrown out trying to steal. He had 3 steals on Tuesday night here against the Thunder. Breaking ball tumbles in outside. Ball 1 to the righty Mendoza. Ethan definitely proving he can play at this level. Here's the 1-0. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. I mean, Chase Jeter is 23 years old out of Bryant, native of West Hartford, Connecticut. Mendoza is playing with these 21, 22, 23, 24-year-olds. And more than holding his own. Pitch a ball outside, a fastball from the lefty Jeter. 2-1 the count. I mentioned they've got Derek Jeter's face plastered on the facade of the suite level here as the 2-1 is lined into center field, and Mendoza has his 7th hit of the series. His first tonight. It's the Spikes' 3rd base hit as a team. And a runner on with 2 outs for Tyler Wilson. The switch-hitting first baseman will turn around and bat right-handed here. He struck out looking as a lefty against the righty Jeremy Lee in the first. Lee went 2 innings. He allowed 1 hit, no runs, no walks. He struck out 3. And the first pitch fastball from Jeter is down and in, 1-0 to Wilson. Lee threw 23 pitches, 19 for strikes. Jeter now on his 13th pitch of the night. He's thrown 5 for strikes so far. Sets at the belt, the 1-0. Floats high for a ball, 2-0 the count to Wilson. Tyler out of Grand Canyon University, a native of Chandler, Arizona, holds dual Canadian-Taiwanese citizenship. Fastball outside, 3-0 the count. Tyler, 20 years of age. He'll turn 21 on July the 10th, shortly after the first half of this MLB Draft League season concludes. 3-0 the count, the pitch. That is tapped foul. That's off the foot of Wilson, so he'll pace around and get back at it with a 3-1 count. No score here in the top of the third. The Spikes with 3 hits. The Thunder with 2. Trenton with 1 error thus far, but no scoring. Ty Fisher got the Spikes out of a bases loaded 1-out jam just last inning. There goes Mendoza on the 3-1. Wilson swings and fouls it. High in the air, right side, out of play. The count is now full as Ethan goes back to first. Rylan Zabarowski, meanwhile, the first baseman turned around, and it's interesting. Mendoza listed at 5'10". Zabarowski, the first baseman, listed at 6'6". Here's the 3-2 to Wilson. It's popped up right side again and out of play again. Mendoza was off with the pitch that time, but that's just a matter of routine with 2 strike, full count, 2 outs. You take off because if it's a swing and a miss, the inning's over. If the ball's put in play, it could be over too. Another 3-2. Fades in for a called strike 3. Tyler knew it, unfortunately, and that's the first strikeout for Chase Jeter tonight. The 4th for Thunder pitching. 2 hits, 1 runner left on, but at the end of 2.5, we're still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom half of the third inning, top of the order due up for Trenton. Becker, Brito, and Drake to meet the lefty Ty Fisher. Fisher so far has thrown 25 pitches, 13 for strikes. His 26th of the night is a fastball outside ball one to the righty shortstop Becker. 0 for 1 at the plate. He struck out against Fisher in the opening frame. No score here between the Spikes and the Thunder. Here's the 1-0. Fades in for a called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Ty getting the sign from Will Bush. Now the abbreviated windup, the 1-1. Lifted in the air, left field. Bardwell going back on it. Still backpedaling, reaches up, and he reels it in. Well, Matthew Bardwell turned that into a little bit of an adventure, but he took the right line to the ball. He just had to get back there and able to make the play. It'll go as a fly out to left in the book. One gone. Here's Chris Brito, the third baseman, who walked his first time up but then was erased on a double play turned by Ethan Mendoza, who's done a little bit of everything for the Spikes in this series. Playing second base tonight with Daryl Michael Jean as the shortstop. And first pitch off speed, down and away, 1-0 the count to Brito. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, navy blue hats, and the gray pants is the 1-0 pitch lined into right field, a base hit. Brito stays at first. It's the third Trenton hit of the evening, matching the Spikes now. And Isaiah Drake, the left-handed hitting center fielder, is up. Drake hit into that double play in the first inning. Thunder in their white pinstripe jerseys, white pinstripe pants. The blue caps with the Thunder logo on the front of them. Fisher comes set in a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch of Drake. Bounce past Wilson into right field. A base hit. Brito around second. He's going to go for third. Matthews winds up the throw to third. Tag applied. Not in time. Drake moves up to second on the throw. So it'll be a single and a fielder's choice. And now runners at second and third. One out. And Ty Fisher once again having to deal with men in scoring position. Yeah, the bases loaded, one out last inning, got out of it with a fly out and a ground out. Now facing Socrates Bardazos, who singled off him in the second inning. Bardazos' single to the right side, his first time up. Four hits now for the Thunder. It has turned into a beautiful Thursday evening here in Trenton. Of course, it's a beautiful Thursday evening at Medler Field, Lebrano Park right now as well. Here's the set by Fisher in the pitch. Breaking ball. Actually, it's a fastball that dipped out of the zone. I think that was the cut that time from Fisher. One ball, no strikes. -76 degrees right now here in Trenton. Somewhat hazy skies. Here's the 1-0. Fades in for a called strike. Breaking ball just above the knees. 1-1. No score, bottom of the third. Ty Fisher looking to keep it that way. Fisher's 33rd pitch of the night. Out of the stretch, here it is. The 1-1, a fastball down and in. topping out for the night, 88 miles an hour, but it missed, 2-1 the count. Lights are on all the way around, not necessarily needed at this point, but we're going to get the sun setting here. It's actually started that process already. Official sunset here will be at 8:30. 2-1. Off speed, misses low, 3-1 the count. First base is open. Brian Scattini, the on-deck hitter. One gone in the bottom of the third. Spikes milling around in the bullpen, but nobody up. It's up to Fisher to get through this. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. And the count now full. That's a confident pitch from Ty Fisher. That's not a get-me-over fastball. Swing at it in a good hitter's count. That is, I'm going to bring it. You want to take a cut? Take a cut. And a good amount of drop on it. Now the payoff pitch. Grounded, foul, third base side. Brito leapt out of the way of it. Down the chalk at third, but they'll skitter down the line. Chased down by Spencer Hill in the Spikes bullpen. They'll hang on to it for the time being. Actually, I say chalk. The lines here, as well as across the MLB Draft League and the places that do paint the lines on, they are painted. Of course, it's an artificial turf surface down in West Virginia, so no need to paint those lines. Another 3-2. Sharp grounder to short. This will score a run. Darryl Michael Jean comes up with it. Throw to first in time for the out. Now on to third. Throw across the diamond. Not in time as Drake takes third. It'll be an RBI ground out for Bardazzo. 6-3. Brito scores, and it's 1-0. And now runner on third with two outs. That was just a play. Darryl Michael Jean, not much he could do with that one. Drake had already made the decision. As soon as he released, Drake would take off for third. I mean, Darryl Michael still getting used to playing shortstop. He had been mostly a center fielder down at the Bo Porter Academy. Actually, he has played a lot of football in his time. He's a great quarterback. Playing the middle infield here with the State College Spikes in the Major League Baseball Draft League, you can sense the raw talent that he has as the fastball down and in. 1-0 the count. And very often, traditionally, in youth baseball, your best athlete has always been at shortstop. Darryl Michael Jean is at shortstop tonight. A 1-0, lifted in the air, center field, drops in front of Huxdorf. Trotting in from third is Drake. And a two-out RBI single for Brian Scattini makes it 2-0. Trenton taking the lead here in the third. That'll bring up Alden Mathis, the left fielder. Mathis 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the second against Fisher. A lefty-lefty matchup here. 5 hits now for the Thunder as a team, 3 of them in this frame. Fisher sets at the belt, and the lefty deals. Breaking ball that Earp blocked nicely by Will Bush. No movement by the runner, 1-0 the count. We go to Frederick after tonight's game. Open up a series with the Keys tomorrow at 7 p.m. Then a 6 p.m. game on Saturday. 1 o'clock afternoon tilt on Sunday to finish the road trip. 1-0 misses low, 2-0 the count. Then an off day on the MLB Draft League schedule Monday for the Spikes. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the West Virginia Black Bears come to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Set by Fisher in the 2-0. Bounce to the right side, backhanded by Wilson. Coming over to cover is Fisher. He hails it in, beats Mathis to the bag, and the inning is over. A fine job by both the first baseman Wilson, who went to a knee to make sure he grabbed that one on the bounce. And then an on-target throw to Fisher covering for the out. But Trenton scores a pair of runs on 3 hits, 1 runner left on base, and a 3 near Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The home team leading State College 2-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Into the fourth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, Cam Buford, Will Bush, and Matthew Bardwell, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up for the Spikes as the grounds crew getting off the field, dragging the dirt in between the third and fourth innings. And Buford into the right-handed box. Cam reached via an error in the second inning, and Chase Jeter back on the mound. His second inning of relief work delivers a ball outside, 1-0. Trenton shuffling up the rotation quite a bit in this series. Here's the 1-0. Grounder right back at Jeter, who stabs at it with a mitt. Hustles over to first, underhand there. 1-3 the put out, one out in the top of the fourth inning. For Trenton, it was Devin Rivera starting two nights ago as planned, but then it was to have been Peter Gallo and Alec Rodriguez for the last two games of the series. But as it ended up, Dylan Hine got the start yesterday. Alec Rodriguez, who originally was to have started today, followed him, and then Peter Gallo pitched. So a little bit of a shuffle, and there's been a shuffle as well for Trenton in their roster as the first pitch to Will Bush is a strike breaking ball, and next offering hits Bush, and Will will take first base. First hit batsman for Trenton pitching. Ben Fisher with a hit batsman in the second. That one just got away from Jeter. And with a runner on and one out, here's Matthew Bardwell, who was able to loop a single into center field in the second, had that monstrous home run last night. Jeter, the lefty, deals. Fastball just low. One ball, no strikes. This is the rubber match of this three-game series. Trenton took the opener Tuesday. Spikes with the win last night. The 1-0 lined all the way to the Trenton bullpen in right. Foul. One ball, one strike. Spikes back home next Tuesday through Sunday. A six-game homestand against West Virginia and Mahoning Valley with the opposition. Here's the 1-0. And a liner over the leaping first baseman Zaborowski down the right field line for extra bases. Around second is Bush. He's chugging for third, and Dave Tremblay's going to wave him in. The throw from right, the relay home, the tag applied, and underneath the tag, Will Bush, says Joe LaBella, the first base umpire who came to make the call at home. It looked like the throw got there in time, but the tag not down in the umpire's view, so it will go for Matthew Bardwell as a run batted in, and Will Bush scores to make it 2-1. Spikes having the deficit. And Bardwell definitely with the extra base hit. We'll see if it's a double or a triple. Probably going to be a double with an advance to third on the throw. First pitch to Bryce Matthews, line foul to the left side. Strike one to him. Bryce grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. And it will be called a triple. So Barnwell will get the benefit of the doubt as Chase Jeter needs a new baseball after that one. And the pitch in the dirt, ball one. Again, tonight's game, the only game on the MLB Draft League slate as we take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Last night in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport outlasted West Virginia in that slugfest at historic Bowman Field, 12-10. Frederick came back late to defeat Mahoning Valley at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2 now the count to Matthews. So that's why Trenton is in first, Frederick a half game back in second. Spikes a game back in third. And here's a liner off the mid of Jeter. Second baseman Englehart tries to barehand it, but it dribbles out of his hand. Coming in to score is Bardwell. We're tied at two. And that'll be a base hit. That one, you give the benefit of the doubt to the pitcher on a ball back through the box, for sure. And then because of that, it was an odd angle for Englehart. It would have been a tough play for him anyway, charging in, trying to barehand and throw in one motion. He just wasn't able to make it, so Matthews with the RBI infield single off the pitcher's mitt. And here's Cade Climie, the third baseman, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Swings at the first pitch here, fouls it right side out of play. 0-1. Each team with two runs, each team with five hits now in the top of the fourth. Trenton with the lone error of the game. Matthews leads off first. One gone in the top of the fourth, and here's the pitch by Jeter. That's a fastball called a strike. Lower portion of the zone, 0-2 the count. Matthews with the lead. There he goes on the 0-2. It's cued foul behind the plate. Good thought by Chase. Good thought by Bryce, I should say. Chase on the mound, Bryce on the base paths. O2 count. We'll see if he takes off again. Definitely inching off the bag at first. He won't go. Jeter delivers. It's low and away for a ball. 1-2. By the way, there is a pitch timer set in that is to the left of the scoreboard here. Now, of course, there were pitch timers here already at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. They're slated to be operational soon across the MLB Draft League. Until they are, we'll not play with a visible pitch clock. But a new system installed. And there goes Matthews, and the throw is to first. Run down here. The shortstop, Becker, chasing back to first. Now the first baseman, Zaborowski, to the second baseman, Englehart. 1-3-6-3-4. That'll go as a pickoff and a caught stealing. And the bases are now empty as the Spikes, after being caught just once in their first 18 steal opportunities this year, are 0-for-2 as a team tonight. 2-2 the count and the pitch. And Climie lines this one into the seats foul, and it ricochets off a seat back to the field. I believe that was off a seat. Everybody seems to be okay. Yep, they all clear there. Definitely the way it hit back onto the field certainly looked like that was off a seat. And here's a base hit now in the 2-2 pitch to Climie. Back through the middle along the ground. Climie has the spike, sixth hit of the night. And a runner on with two outs for Darryl Michael Jean. Jean singled in the third inning and then was caught stealing himself. Climbing now, leading off first, Zaborowski holding him on. Well, Zaborowski's 6'6", but the way he holds runners on base, he's crouching down. He almost looks like a catcher in front of the plate, and he's got the bigger first baseman's mitt, too. 1-0, here's the pitch. That is low and away, 2-0 the count. Now, there have certainly been some tall first basemen in the history of the game. It's actually how the New York Giants, now the San Francisco Giants, got their name. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Not only their first baseman, Roger Connor, but about half a dozen members of the team were over 6 feet, which in those days was considered to be very tall. People have grown bigger in America on the whole over the course of the last century or so. 2-1, swung on and missed, 2-2. The Giants actually, before that, had been called the Metropolitans, but then in one of the newspapers in New York, noting the plethora of tall individuals in the New York squad, tagged them the Giants instead, and that has stuck through these many years as a balk is called. A balk on Chase Jeter, and Cade Climie will take second. I think that's the first balk we've seen, and maybe the second balk in a Spikes game this season, but it's been a rare occurrence, but it occurs here. And now Jeter comes, sent and delivers. Fastball, and that's a called strike three. It's a 2-2 pitch. And the second strikeout for Chase Jeter. The balk goes for naught, but the Spikes do tie the game up. 2 runs, 3 hits. 1 runner left on base. 3.5 in the books. 2-2 the score on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The State College Spikes return home for a 6-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the fourth inning, the Toyota Wrap fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. And the Spikes have gone to the bullpen for the first time tonight. They have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Ben Fisher went the first 3 innings, and now Ryan Ward, the righty out of UTSA, the University of Texas San Antonio, will take over. Ward making his 5th appearance of the year. He is 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. He has 1 hold to his credit. In 7 innings of work, he's allowed 2 runs, both earned on 2 hits, 12 strikeouts to 5 walks. Opponents batting just .083 against him. We'll get you the numbers on Ben Fisher's outing tonight. It's a 2-2 game here in the bottom of the fourth, though, so Fisher will not factor in the decision. And the first pitch by Ward this evening, a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner to Ryland Zaborowski, the 6'6 first baseman, right-handed hitter. He was hit by a pitch his first time up in the second. 0-1 fastball, missed low, 1-1 the count. No other changes for the Spikes, just Ward on the mound. Fisher goes 3 innings, the lefty allowing 2 runs on 5 hits and a walk. 1 hit batsman, 2 strikeouts, 43 pitches, 23 for strikes. And the 1-1 is a called strike. Breaking ball in the inner half, it's 1-2. Ward rises to the stretch and the pitch. He went around, and a tag applied to finish off the strikeout of Zaborowski, who chased after the breaking ball in the dirt. That's the first strikeout for Ryan Ward tonight, the third for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One gone in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Chase Engelhard, the second baseman, flying out to left field his first time up. Again, a 2-2 score here in the bottom of the fourth. Trenton with 2 runs in the third. Spikes respond with 2 runs in the top half of this inning as the first pitch in tight to Engelhard. He fouls it, checking his swing as the ball just rode in on the barrel of the bat. 0-1 the count after the foul. Engelhard out of Tulane University and swings the 0-1. Lofts it foul right side out toward the family fun zone here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. 0-2 the count. A reminder as well, the Geisinger Kids Zone available at each and every Spikes home game in left field. And on July the 30th, a Sunday afternoon, it'll be absolutely free. That's when the first 500 fans get the Lucky the Lion bobblehead from Lion Country Kia. Get your tickets for that game and every game remaining on the Spikes home schedule right now at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Ryan Ward, or blocked by Will Bush from Ryan Ward. Bush will need some time to recover, so Brian DiDomenico, the plate umpire, obliges. 1-2. Nathaniel Wood working at third base. Joe Labella at first. The crowd implored to charge, and here's the 1-2. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. That one, Ward was looking for the corner. He was looking for the strikeout. Did not get it, though. Now back to the pitching rubber for the 2-2 count. Ward gets the set and the pitch. That one in on the fist. It's fouled behind home plate by Engelhard. Still 2-2. Ward with quite the flow. The long blonde hair underneath the cap. He's also got the mustache going. I don't think anybody can beat Ty Buckner, last night's finishing pitcher, in terms of a mustache game, though. A finely groomed handlebar mustache for Mr. Buckner. 2-2. That is lifted in the air down the right field line. Tails foul toward the Trenton bullpen in the family fun zone. 93 on the fastball from Ward that time. 2-2. In a 2-2 game in the bottom of the fourth, bases empty, 1 out. So much going on during the upcoming homestand. The salute to pickleball on Sunday the 25th. The finale of the homestand will be a 4:05 game, as are each of the Sunday home games this year. Plenty of weekends as well on the schedule, even through the second half. Over half the games on the slate occurring on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So make your weekend plans with us. A breaking ball and a called ball outside, 3-2. Ward has been looking for that strikeout. He thought he had it on 1-2, thought he had it on 2-2. Now on 3-2, delivers. And this one is fouled towards the booth here, but deflects off the sweep to my right and back into the seats. Count remains full. And when we come back home, Steve Jones back on the broadcast starting Tuesday night at 6:35. It'll be a 6-game homestand with West Virginia and Mahoning Valley, and then the Spikes will turn right back around and go on a 6-game road trip last weekend of June into early July before the big patriotic fireworks spectacular Monday, July 3rd. And the 3-2, a breaking ball in the dirt is ball 4. It skips away from Will Bush, but he's able to retrieve it before Engelhard can get past first base. So the first walk issued by Ward. And Engelhard definitely had to work hard for that one, but earns the free pass. Here's Cooper Kornblum. All right, fielder is 0-1, grounded out to second in the second, and Will Bush now conferring with Ryan Ward at the mound. And this is a defensive conference, but in the MLB Draft League, especially in the first half of the year, there are no limits on visits the mound technically, pitching defensive conferences. It's part of the developmental nature of the league, part of the showcase nature of the league. As Ward quickly fires to first, tag apply, but not in time. Engelhardt is back. Now Ward peering over at first, comes set. The pitch, there goes the runner. It's a bunt, and it's bunted foul over everybody's head to the netting behind the plate. So 0-1 the count. Haven't seen a whole, actually, in all of last season, the first half of the MLB Draft League, we didn't see a single sacrifice bunt. We're seeing more players here this season laying down the bunt. I wouldn't say it's prevalent, but certainly when the situation is called for it, the 8-9 batter has been prone to laying it down over the last couple of weeks. 0-1 pitch, fouled away on the full swing this time. Out of play, 0-2. And, of course, you know, a player like Dave Tremblay, or a manager like Dave Tremblay, knows well these guys want to showcase their skills. We also have major leaguers like he and Jeff Manto and Rene Rivera of Frederick. They're also saying, hey, guys, you want to impress somebody? Here's the throw to first. Taking out for second is Engelhardt. The throw there, tag applied by Jean, and it's in time. So Engelhard, who got a great jump, but Ward recognized it. 1-3-6 again, pickoff, caught stealing, and Engelhard erased. Nathaniel Wood took a moment just to be sure that that was an out. It was, and now two gone. 0-2 count to Kornblum. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth, and a two-strike count. Ward comes set. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, 1-2. Well, nobody has been successful stealing a base in this one. Spikes are 0-2. Thunder are 0-1 now. And the 1-2 pitch called, strike three. Break him all over the inner edge of the plate. That's strikeout number two for Ryan Ward, the fourth for the Spikes, brought to you by Mountain Inn Health. Mountain Inn Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountainitney.org to find a provider today. Nothing across for the Thunder in the fourth. We go to the fifth, tied at 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Into the fifth inning, first pitch to Kyle Huxtorf, fouled away. Second offering, bounced up the middle, taken by the second baseman Engelhard. Throw to first in time. And one gone in the top of the fifth inning. Kyle Huxtorf has not wasted too much time. He's generally put the first or second pitch in play. Still looking for his first hit of the night, but he'll have more opportunities. Ethan Mendoza up for the third time. Second baseman, 1-for-2, flied out to right field in the first, singled in the third, his seventh hit of this series in its third game this evening. First pitch breaking ball from the lefty Chase Jeter, outside for ball one. Jeter on for his third inning of work in relief. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball in tight this time, 2-0 the count. Mendoza jackknifing away from that one. 2-2 our score here on the top of the fifth, and Jeter delivers again, and Mendoza sends this one to center field. Drake going back on it, though, and raises the mitt, makes the catch. Two away. Now, Jeter, in three innings of work now, has delivered 46 pitches, 26 for strikes. Technically 2 2/3. He's in his third different inning. Facing Tyler Wilson, the switch-hitting first baseman, who has struck out twice to this point, but chance to get right back at it and get the spikes in business with two outs. First pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Ramada out of town scoreboard again. No other scores tonight in the Major League Baseball Draft League. It's an off day for the other four teams as the 0-1 nubbed foul, third base side. Two strikes to Wilson. Cubs and Pirates scoreless going to the bottom of the first at Wrigley Field. Earlier today, the Orioles over the Blue Jays, 4-2. Phillies down the Diamondbacks, 5-4. And the 0-2 to Wilson sent down the left field line, and that is a fair ball off the base of the wall. Wilson will throttle down into second with a two-out double. And Tyler Wilson sent that one screaming down the line. For Tyler, that is his second double of the season. And here is Cam Buford, the designated hitter, 0-for-2 in the game. I checked that. Oh, yeah, second double of the season for Wilson. Buford reached on an error in the second, grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. First offering here, outside ball one. 2-2 top of the fifth. The Spikes, who scored five of their six runs last night with two outs, are looking to get some two-out production here as well. The 1-0 from the lefty Jeter. And Buford sends it foul, right side. 1-1 the count. Cam Buford saying of his time at Grambling State, he loves it, has loved it, and he was encouraging others to consider HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, for their baseball. Several folks out of the Southwestern Athletic Conference, one of the two Division I conferences composed mainly of HBCUs, along with the Mideastern Athletic Conference. Ball low to Buford, 2-1 the count. Jeter now set at the belt. And the pitch. Fastball low, 3-1. And of course, there are others scattered around other conferences as well now. Hampton and the Colonial Athletic Association. North Carolina A&T in the Big South. Actually, they now in the CAA as well. Started out in the Big South after moving from the MEAC. The 3-1 fastball on the inside corner for his strike, 3-2. That certainly is an option. Tennessee State, another HBCU, although they have been members of the Ohio Valley Conference for a long time. Here's a sharp grounder toward short, gets past Becker into left field. Chugging around third is Wilson, the throw to the plate way offline. Scattini has to chase it down towards the Spikes dugout. It allows Buford to take second. It's an RBI single for Cam Buford to give the Spikes a 3-2 lead. He'll take second on the throw. And there's that two-out production, the eighth hit of the night for the Spikes. And Cam Buford comes through in a big way once again. Now the pitch at his line, foul by Will Bush. The catcher 0-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch tonight as well. Buford delivering his fifth RBI of the season. And now it's second with an 0-1 count to Bush, who fouls it back to the screen. A fastball from Jeter, 0-2 the count. So now Ryan Ward, the pitcher of record for the Spikes, and he's likely to come back for a second inning of work, face the minimum in the fourth. He walked a batter, but then the pickoff caught stealing play erased him. Two strikeouts sandwiched around that. 0-2 to Bush, fouled into the mitt of the catcher Scattini for strike three. That is the third strikeout for Jeter, the sixth for Trenton pitching, but the Spikes are out in front. A run on two hits, one runner left on base. The end of four and a half. We are halfway home here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. It's State College 3, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
To the bottom of the fifth inning here in Trenton on the banks of the Delaware River, and the Spikes now with a 3-2 lead. They fell behind 2-0 in the third, but a couple of runs in the fourth, and then the go-ahead run in the fifth on Cam Buford's two-out RBI single. And Will Bush returning to catch. He was the last batter of the inning, so Grant Lasher took most of the warm-ups. Now Bush will take two and will be ready to go. Ryan Ward on for his second inning of work. As I mentioned, two strikeouts sandwiched around a walk, and he erased that runner, picking him off. Ended up as a caught stealing as well as Engelhard tried for second. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Rays defeated the A's today, 4-3. Other ongoing action, the Twins leading the Tigers 4-2, bottom of the fourth. Braves hosting the Rockies tonight in Cobb County. And Atlanta is up 5-2, top of the fourth inning there. Angels and Rangers just underway, now going to the bottom of the first in Arlington. The Nationals and Astros scoreless bottom one. Guardians and Padres about set to get underway in San Diego. And the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth from Ryan Ward is a fastball for a called strike. Inside corner at 91 miles an hour to the right-handed hitting shortstop Colton Becker. Becker 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout tonight, and Ward spikes that one into the ground, and Bush, I think, took that deflection off an unpadded area. Skittered to the Spikes dugout on the third base side, and Bush will get some time to recover. He's had a couple of foul tips ding him so far tonight. But Brian DiDomenico gives him time to recover. And when we do have the visible pitch timers in place, on a play like that, the umpire will likely give some time to the catcher recover, won't start the timer until everybody's ready to go. And the 1-1, a soft liner in between short and third, a base hit. Ball had eyes that time, maneuvered around, climbing the third baseman and John the shortstop. That's Becker's first hit of the night, the Thunder's sixth as a team, and the leadoff single brings Chris Brito up. Brito, the third baseman, has reached base twice. He walked in the first inning, singled in the third, was erased on a double play after the walk, but scored after the single. No wind right now here in Trenton. Still the skies lit by sunshine, but again, it's rapidly fading. Breaking ball and a called strike on the inside corner. Brito in the right-handed box. Becker leads off first. Wilson holding him on. No successful steal attempts so far in this game. And here's a high chopper to third, taken by Climie. Throw a second for one. Mendoza to first, a high throw. And Wilson unable to come back down to earth in time to nab Brito, but 5-4 the put out at second. It'll be a fielder's choice for Brito as the Spikes attempted to go around the horn there. Mendoza made a very nice play to turn to himself on a ball up the middle in the first inning. That time might have hurried the throw a little bit. Didn't set his feet, and it sailed on him, but nice job by Wilson to climb the ladder, actually. And Keith Brito at first base. Now Isaiah Drake, the batter, the left-handed hitting center fielder, 1-for-2. He bounced into that double play. Mendoza turned in the first inning, singled in the third, and scored. Fastball and a called strike, 91 on the outer half of the plate, 0-1 the count. One other game on the Major League slate later tonight, the Dodgers hosting the White Sox in Chavez Ravine. 0-1 the count. Ward set at the chest. The pitch. That is lifted down the left field line, but tails into the Spikes bullpen. That might have got one of the relievers on the backside. He was trying to avoid it. Actually, you know what? I don't think it did. I think he got out of the way just in time. There is right-handed action just starting up in the Spikes bullpen. Ryan Ward probably going to try to finish up this inning. And it looks like... Now, actually nobody warming up in earnest just yet. Just a little game of catch out there. It's actually Chase Call. Because of his catching experience, Chase actually going to probably serve as a bullpen catcher today. Is a fly ball to left field straight at Matthew Bardwell, who makes the catch. Drake retired for the second out of the inning. Brito returns to first. Two away for Socrates Bardatsos, who in terms of the Major League Baseball Draft League's all-name team is probably first ballot this year. It's a great first name to have, though. One of the great thinkers of all times. Bardatsos, I'm sure thinking he might get a base hit. He has one of them already tonight. Singled in the second. Grounded down the third, but it did play to run. 3-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth. And Ward to the plate. A breaking ball low, ball one. Of course, outside of baseball now, already champions determined in the NBA. Denver Nuggets winning their first title in franchise history, defeating the Miami Heat. 91-mile-an-hour fastball low for ball two. And shortly thereafter, the Vegas Golden Knights closing out a five-game Stanley Cup final victory against the Florida Panthers. So Miami and South Florida runner-up in both the NBA and the NHL this year. 2-0 pitch. That's low. Nice block by Will Busch. He comes up looking to throw, but no movement by Brito off first. But action going on at the Los Angeles Country Club, the U.S. Open. And Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele both with 62 today. 8 under par, the scores of 62, the lowest scores ever recorded in a single U.S. Open round. So off to a hot start. Brian Harman is at 6 under through 12 holes right now. 3-0 pitch, that's called strike on the inner half. Bardatsos wasn't going to go after it. DeAndre Hopkins has visited the New England Patriots. By the way, Wyndham Clark and Roy McIlroy, 5-under at the L.A. Country Club as well. First time that has hosted the U.S. Open is the 3-1 fouled at the plate. And the count is full. Most of the L.A. area U.S. Opens previously have been at Riviera. But the L.A. Country Club, traditionally a very closed club, considered maybe the best course, even better than the Riviera out in L.A., but very private membership. Bob Hope, a prominent member. They are now hosting the U.S. Open for the first time. Payoff pitch, runner goes, pitch low for ball four. There were two outs, so Brito was going to go as a matter of rote, and Bardatsos draws the second walk from Ryan Ward this evening. That'll bring Brian Scattini to the plate. Scattini has singled twice in the game, a base hit in the second and a single in the third that drove in a run. Jerome Williams is going to head to the mound, have a chat with Ryan Ward. I think this is the warning visit. Ward has thrown 31 pitches to this point, 20 of them for strikes. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Now warming up in earnest. And Matthew Linsky is the right-hander warming up. Is the meeting on the mound. Not altogether long one. The entire infield joined Jerome Williams and Ryan Ward and Will Bush. But now everybody's back to their stations. First and second, two gone for Scattini, the right-handed hitting catcher. 3-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth. They've out-hit the Thunder tonight, 8-6. Ward sets, delivers. Breaking ball on a called strike, sliced right down the middle of the zone. 0-1 the count. He went slider that time. Now the set. And a look to second. Another look. The 0-1. That fastball fouled to the right side. Out of play. 0-2. Spikes will finish off the road trip tomorrow at 7. Saturday at 6. And Sunday at 1 p.m. at Frederick before an off day Monday. And then a six-game homestand starting on a walking taco Tuesday against West Virginia, 6:35 Tuesday night. 0-2, that's foul to the right side. Went breaking ball again, but Scattini got a piece. And that was just a waist swing by Scattini. He's just looking to foul it off, stay alive. Scattini, out of Rider University, nearby here. In fact, several of these players do live on the Rider campus. The 0-2, and that's fouled, and that got home plate umpire Brian DiDomenico in the arm. But he says he is okay. He's already waving off his umpiring compatriots, Joe LaBella and Nathaniel Wood. And now telling Ryan Ward, it doesn't need to give him time, but Joe LaBella, the veteran that he is coming over to have a little discussion with Ryan Ward and buy some time for DiDomenico. Tough though he may be, that one definitely smarted Trenton training staff out to and Brian DiDomenico waving them off as well. He's not going to let anything stop him tonight. 0-2 the count. Ward rises to the stretch. Oh, look to second. Another look. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball, and that gets through the five hole on Bush. Runners will move up to second and third. That one went low. And Bush trying to block it. And Will Bush, one of those that also, he doesn't go to both knees. He goes to one knee to try to block it, but it slipped right through that little space. Well, it's ball one, and I believe that'll be a wild pitch. Being as low as it was. Not really within that sphere for the catcher where it would be a passed ball. Nevertheless, second and third, 1-2 the count. Fifth pitch of the at-bat, Ward sets, delivers. That one, a breaking ball low, and this time Bush able to block it. It is 2-2. And it is a wild pitch that moved Brito to third and Bardazos to second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ward kicks and deals. This is in the air. Right center field, but Huxdorf has a bead on it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Another jam that the Spikes are able to work out of as Ryan Ward finishes off a second effective inning. No runs, a hit, two runners left in scoring position. And a 5 here in Trenton. A 3-2 lead for the Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wholesale substitutions for the Trenton Thunder here in the sixth inning, as it's an entirely new infield that includes the catcher and the pitcher. The new pitcher we'll start with is the righty Garrett French out of Rutgers, 6'2", 210 pounds. French making his fifth appearance of the season for the Thunder, and his first pitch is swung on and missed, a breaking ball that Matthew Bardwell offered at. Bardwell, 2-for-2 tonight, singled in the second, tripled home a run in the fourth, and scored himself. He had that towering home run last night. And the 0-1 from French in the dirt. Bardwell lays off, a ball and a strike. French is 1-0 in his four appearances. He has credit for a hold as well, a 4.5 ERA. Six innings of work, he's allowed four runs, three of them earned on seven hits, six strikeouts to one walk, one hit batsman, opponents batting .292 against him. We get the other substitutions around the infield after the 1-1. That's a called strike. Breaking ball, actually a fastball at 91. Good movement on that. It's 1-2. Nathan Schmeila is now catching, wearing number 67. The 1-2, that is fouled. Still a ball and two strikes. Mike Brown is now at first base. Second baseman is now Trey Page. The shortstop is the newest Trenton Thunder position player, Jacob Hinderleader. The 1-2, and that is grounded to the right side, into right field, a base hit. So, different infield, but Bardwell, the same result, his third hit of the night. Looped a single to center in the second. That triple was to right field in the fourth. And now a single between first and second. So Hinderleader at shortstop and Charlie Pagliarini now on at third base. We'll see if there's any outfielders that got replaced here after the first pitch to Bryce Matthews. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. Doesn't look like it. Looks like all the subs were at infield positions. We'll double check when they come in at the end of this half inning. Spikes leading 3-2 here in the top of the sixth. And Jeff Manto has used this. He used this last year, alternating guys playing about half the game, because like the Spikes, there are 16 position players on the Trenton roster, and the former big leaguer Jeff Manto wants to make sure they all get time to showcase themselves here in the first half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season. 1-1 the count. French delivers. That is low and away for a ball. 2-1. Isaiah Drake remains in center field. We can confirm that. Here is the set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 91 on the fastball. 2-2 the count to Matthews. Spikes with 9 hits in the game. The Thunder with 6. French sets. The 2-2. Fastball outside. 3-2. Cooper Kornblum remains in right field. We can confirm that as well. And French whirls, fires to first. Bardwell back in plenty of time. Looking to make sure that Alden Mathis remains the left fielder. Now this is the last game of this three-game set, a rubber match. Thunder took the opener of the series Tuesday. The Spikes with the win last night. The 3-2 to Matthews, a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. That's the first strikeout for Garrett French. The 7th for Trenton pitching. Bardwell stays at first, one gone, and Cade Climby to the plate. Climby, the third baseman, struck out in the second, but then singled in the fourth. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. 92 on the fastball. Chase Jeter right now, the pitcher of record for Trenton. He went 3 innings on the mound, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits, all of them earned. He did not walk a batter, struck out 3. Had one hit batsman, also called for a balk. 0-1 count, the pitch. That's a breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks away from Schmela. Moving up to second is Bardwell. That's going to be a wild pitch. Actually, Bardwell, we'll see. Bardwell was scooting on that play. He may have broken for second. It'll be up to the scorer's discretion. If the runner's breaking for second and the pitch goes wild or there's what would have been called a pass ball, if the runner is breaking, he still gets credit for a stolen base. That was very close. I'm thinking that might be a wild pitch, though. 1-1 one strike is the count regardless. French sets. And the righty delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. Ball and 2 strikes. And yes, that is Alden Mathis out in left field. So the outfields remain the same, but all 4 infield positions, the catcher and the pitcher changed for Trenton here in the 6th. Kind of reminds you of an all-star level of changes there. Right about the same time of the game, too. Speaking of which, the Major League Baseball Draft League Prospect Game will take place here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark on Wednesday, July 5th, featuring some of the top prospects from across the league's first half. Breaking ball is fouled away by Climby, 1-2 the count. TrentonThunder.com for more information on the game. You can also head to MLBDraftLeague.com. Slated to be televised on the MLB Network, although those plans likely to become more official as we get closer to the date of that showcase game. The 1-2 to Climby, a breaking ball down and away. Cade did bring the bat forward just a tad, but he did not go. 2-2 the count. Cade committed to head to Texas A&M to continue his collegiate career. Can already find him in lots of Aggies garb. 2-2. That is swung on, lifted to right field. Kornblum going back on it. He circles back in front of the right field wall, makes the catch. Tagging from second is Matthew Bardwell. He'll make third easily. 2 gone in the top of the 6th inning. Now we've got all the changes, and actually that wild pitch will be ruled a passed ball instead. So Schmela spelled C-M-E-Y-L-A, but pronounced Schmela. Charged with a passed ball. So should Bardwell score on this play, it would be rendered an unearned run. Darryl Michael Jean at the plate, swings the first pitch, fouls it behind home, 0-1 the count. Coming up next Wednesday, 6:35 game against West Virginia, a salute to educators at the ballpark, and it's also a Wine Wednesday, presented by our friends at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. Also, half-price Line and Kugel Summer Shandy available from 5:30 to 7:30 for those of age, and first 100 educators get a free apple. That's all part of the salute to educators. Coming up Wednesday night, 6:35 game time against West Virginia. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. Swing and a miss by Jean. 0-2 the count. Went after the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Bardwell leading off third. Spikes leading 3-2 in the top of the sixth. Two gone. And Garrett French delivers. Check swing. He went around. Strike three and the high fastball. Darryl Michael tried to hold back. Could not. Second strikeout for French. Spikes with one hit. They strand a runner at third. At the end of 5.5, it is State College 3, Trenton 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ryan Ward, two scoreless innings of relief. Ward yielded one hit and two walks, struck out two batters, ended up stranding a pair. A total of 38 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. He was charged with a wild pitch, but leaves as the pitcher of record as the righty Matthew Linsky checks in. Linsky out of Rice University by way of Humble, Texas. 6'7", 245 pounds. He is 21 years of age. And Linsky has so far made four appearances for the Spikes. No record, a 1.5 ERA. Six total innings of work. He faces Alden Mathis, the left fielder, to start the bottom of the sixth. Begins with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball outside to the left-handed hitter. Linsky in six innings of work for the Spikes has allowed one run on seven hits, nine strikeouts, two walks, one hit batsman, a .304 opponent's batting average. And the 1-0, a fastball swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. 3-2 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. State College out hitting Trenton 9-6. The Thunder with the only error of the game. Linsky going strictly from the stretch as he does. The 1-1, a fastball at 93 in tight for ball two. Now there is one other substitution, I should say. Chase Call is now in right field, making his Spikes debut, taking over for Bryce Matthews. And the 2-1 pitch, cued foul behind the plate. So Matthews finishes 1-for-3 on the night. Drove in a run with his infield single in the fourth. And Call making his debut for the Spikes after joining the club yesterday and officially being added today. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matthew Linsky comes right in with a strikeout. That is the fifth of the night for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Mike Brown now up for the first time. He took over at first base in the top half of this inning. Brown settles into the left-handed box, batting 0-for-5 to this point. This is just his fourth game with Trenton. He has drawn a walk. And the pitch, a called strike. Fastball just above the knees, 0-1. Brown was the first baseman in the later innings last night, went 0-for-1. Out of the University of Washington, Vacaville, California, his hometown. And the 0-1. That's fouled back to the screen, 0-2 the count. A lot of Cali guys in the Major League Baseball Draft League. Of course, California traditionally with a glut of Major League caliber talent when it comes to baseball. The L.A. area is still a hotbed, the Bay Area as well, and points in between. Here's the 0-2. That's fouled back to the screen. Remains two strikes on Brown. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock game time for the Spikes as they take on the Frederick Keys. So it'll be righty Gabe Starks on the mound for the Spikes. And here's the 0-2. That's fouled back to the backstop. Count remains the same at two strikes. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Frederick just over the border in Maryland. Of course, Spikes will be taking sort of the longer route. A bridge collapse on I-95 South has closed down good portion of that highway. 0-2. That's bounced right side. Charging in Mendoza. Gloves it. Second baseman throws on the run in time to get Mike Brown two away. Now Trey Page, the batter, the second baseman for one half inning himself, took over for Chase Engelhardt. Page batting .214 with a .353 on base percentage. He has one RBI in five games with the Thunder out of the University of Kentucky, but a native of Reading, Pennsylvania, which is not that far away from here, of course. Here's the set by Linsky. And the first pitch swung on and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Page. 0-1. An update from Wrigley Field. Pirates leading the Cubs now, 2-0 in the top of the third. And the pitch, that is low for a ball, 1-1. To Capita Marcano with an RBI single. And Carlos Santana with an RBI ground out for the Buccos. Meanwhile, congratulations as well to Shaler defeating Strathaven 9-8 in extra innings. It went 8 innings in the 5A state title game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The PIAA Baseball Championships. As the pitch swung on and missed, 1-2 to Trey Page. 92 on the fastball. The Ramada Out of Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 1-2 to Page, fouled away to the left side. It remains a ball and two strikes. 3-2 lead for State College here in the bottom of the sixth. Again, out hitting the Thunder 9-6. Here's the set by Linsky. And the 1-2. That's fouled left side again toward the picnic area. Count remains the same. Of course, Trenton Thunder Ballpark, previously known as Arm & Hammer Park. Arm & Hammer had its headquarters here in Trenton. Ball and two strikes. Linsky delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a high heat that time. Second strikeout for Linsky, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Three up, three down for the Thunder in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Spikes leading 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top half of the seventh inning, a 3-2 lead for the Spikes here in the rubber match of a three-game set. As Brett Thomas now checks in for Trenton, replacing Garrett French. Thomas, a right-hander out of South Carolina by way of Atlanta, Georgia. He is 22 years of age, 6'5", right-hander. Thomas making his Trenton debut tonight. He will face the top of the Spikes order, Kyle Huxdorf, Ethan Mendoza, and Tyler Wilson. Starting with Huxdorf, the center fielder who has been swinging early in the count tonight, putting the ball in play. Flied out to center in the first, grounded out in the third, grounded out in the fifth, but definitely a player with a lot of skills, Kyle Huxdorf. And Thomas, going from the stretch, delivers his first pitch of the night. It's upstairs for a ball at 90 miles an hour. Garrett French, one inning, one hit against him, no runs, no walks. He struck out two. Here's the 1-0. That is foul, right side, out of play. A ball and a strike to Huxdorf. Nope, and passed ball, by the way, was changed back to a wild pitch. So it was assessed to French. 20 pitches, 14 strikes in the sixth inning. And now Thomas delivers a breaking ball and a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. Chase Jeter, still the pitcher of record for Trenton. Ryan Ward for State College. Ball and two strikes and the pitch. Breaking ball in tight. 2-2 the count. Spike bullpen does not appear to be active, so Matthew Linsky will probably get the bottom half of the seventh inning after we stretch it out and following God Bless America here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, which is a seventh inning stretch tradition here. Fastball outside, 3-2 the count, and I think a lot of it was adapted. Of course, the Thunder for a long time were an affiliate of the New York Yankees. And, of course, as is tradition at Yankee Stadium since the events of September 11, 2001, the singing of God Bless America takes place during every seventh inning stretch. Fastball upstairs, ball four, and Huxdorf works a walk to start the seventh. Now Ethan Mendoza, the batter. And Ethan only one hit tonight. He had four of them on Tuesday. Stole three bases in that game as well. Reached base a total of five times. Last night was 2 for 5 with a double. He also knocked in his second run of the series. Tonight he is 1 for 3. A pair of flyouts sandwiched around a single in the third. Thomas, the right-hander, delivers. There goes Huxdorf. The pitch is called a strike. The throw down to second, not in time. It's our first successful steal of the night. Spikes have been thrown out on two previous attempts, but Kyle Huxdorf will not be denied, turning that walk into a double as he steals his third base already in his fourth game as a Spike. And he now in scoring position with an 0-1 count to Mendoza. Shortstop Jacob Hinterliner will keep an eye on Huxdorf. The 0-1 pitch to Mendoza goes the other way, but this one floating foul down the right field line and does land in the Trenton bullpen. 0-2 the count. And tomorrow a 7 o'clock start in Frederick against the Keys. It'll be the Spikes' lone visit to Maryland in the first half of the MLB Draft League season, which is going until July 4th. 30-game first half, 50-game second half. Changeover in the rosters. Huxdorf takes off for third, but the ball is grounded foul. Third base side by Mendoza. Huxdorf got a great jump, and he saw that Pagliarini was playing back at third. And he'll have to head to second, back to second, 0-2 the count. Mendoza fouling the ball off. Actually, Cam Buford had to duck out of the way, waiting on the top step of the dugout as he backs up on deck hitter Tyler Wilson. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Schmeil will have to pick the ball up out of the dirt to complete the strikeout at first. He does. Huxdorf remains at second. That's the first strikeout for Thomas. It's the ninth for Trenton pitching tonight. By far a high for this series. Tyler Wilson is 1 for 3. Last time up in the fifth inning, he doubled and scored. Spikes have a 3-2 lead here in the top of the seventh. Kyle Huxdorf, a leadoff second. Thomas to the plate, down and in for a ball with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Spikes looking to pull even in the standings with both Trenton and Frederick. It would be a three-way tie for first in the MLB Draft League's first half standings. There goes Huxdorf again for third. Pitch outside for a ball, and Huxdorf steals third easily. Pagliarini, was there, but Schmeil had to get out of the crouch before the throw, and Huxdorf got a tremendous jump once again. So bumping up his steal count to 4. He is now 4 for 4, matching Aiden Howard. Mendoza now 4 of 5 in steal attempts, and the 2-0 pitch lifted high to center field. Back goes Drake. He watches this one bounce off the center field wall. Coming in from third is Huxdorf to score. Wilson digging for third. The throw won't be in time, but Wilson's foot comes off the bag, and he's tagged. Tyler went head first into third, but the foot just barely off the bag, and Pagliarini put the tag on him. So it will be, I believe, still an RBI triple because of the overslide. Or I checked that. It'll be an RBI double for Wilson, but he is thrown out at third base. Here's Cam Buford now, 2 outs, but Wilson will get credit for the RBI. It's his second extra base hit of the game, and Thomas throws one behind Cam Buford. And well, was Cam hit by it? He was. Ryan DiDomenico awards him first base. Luckily, he just got the jersey. And it is a double for Wilson. Again, because of the overslide, he does not get credit for third base, which is interesting. If he goes in standing up, makes the turn at third and gets tagged out, he gets credit for third. But because he overslid, the foot came off the bag and he was tagged, he does not get credit. That's part of the rules. 8-4-5, the putout at third base officially. Buford, the hit batsman, the second time, a Trenton pitcher has hit a State College batter in the game. Cam leads off first, reaching for the third time. A single, a hit by a pitch, and an error. And Will Bush slaps the 1-0 pitch into right field for a base hit. Around second is Buford. He'll score. And a high throw to second, but is backed up by the third baseman, Pagliarini. We've seen a lot of action over at third as of late. A two-out single for Bush, his first hit of the night. The Spikes 11th as a team. And now runners at the corners for Matthew Bardwell, who is 3-for-3 this evening. Bardwell singled in the second on a looper to center. Then tripled in a run in the fourth. And then singled his last time up in the sixth. Take strike one on the inside corner. Here's the set by Brett Thomas. And the 0-1. Fastball in tight. 1-1. 4-2 lead now for the Spikes. After the RBI double by Wilson. Buford at third. Bush at first. Bardwell trying to become the second Spike in the series with a four-hit game. 1-1. Breaking ball down and in. 2-1 the count. And the 2-1 pitch. Upstairs for a ball. 3-1. Already with his three hits tonight, he is increased his batting average 86 points. Three balls and a strike. Thomas sets the pitch. That's chopped to third. Pagliarini waits on it. Fires to second in time to get Bush on the force play. And the inning is over. But the Spikes played another run on a pair of hits. Two runners left on base. It is now time to stretch, and we will stick with it for the singing of God Bless America here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark before we officially begin the stretch. It is a tradition here, and Matthew Linsky, as anticipated, will be the pitcher for the second inning on the mound, and we join the singing of God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the
Ryan Ruby with a singing of God Bless America here as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, stretching it out in Trenton. The Spikes with a 4-2 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Cooper Kornblum, Jacob Hinderleiter, and Charlie Pagliarini, the 9-1 and 2 batters, due up for Trenton against Matthew Linsky on for his second inning of relief. First pitch fastball swung on and missed by Kornblum. The right fielder grounded out to second in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. 4-2 lead for the Spikes. Two runs in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the seventh. And the 0-1 pitch from Linsky, a fastball low. Thunder scoring both of their runs in the third inning, but held scoreless since by Ryan Ward and Matthew Linsky. Ben Fisher was the starter with the first three. Ward, the pitcher of record right now with two scoreless innings. Linsky trying to follow with a second zero on the board as well as his pitch swung on and missed. One and two to Kornblum. Coming up, actually ongoing here, leading up to next Saturday, the Adventure Hunt with the State College Spikes and the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. You've got the chance to win the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest. Fastball missed outside, 2-2 the count. All you have to do is head to six different destinations across Happy Valley. The Roland Theater in Phillipsburg, the Nittany Lion Shrine on the campus of Penn State, the Centennial Pigs in downtown State College, Talleyrand Park in downtown Bellefonte, Penn's Cave in Center Hall, and the Pennsylvania Military Museum in Bowlesburg. Get your selfie or scenic photo with each of them and send them in to partake in the adventure hunt. As the pitch to Kornblum swung on and missed, strikeout number three for Matthew Linsky tonight, the seventh for the Spikes, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One gone to the bottom of the seventh. Here is Jacob Hinderleiter, his first at-bat as a member of the Trenton Thunder after joining the club today. He is out of Hawaii as he swings the first pitch, 0-1 the count. Kanahoe, Hawaii, as a matter of fact, Kanahoe. But he is a product of the University of Miami. Fastball is low, 1-1 the count to him, a right-handed hitter. 6'2", 205 pounds. He is 22 years of age. In the right-handed box, 1-1 the count. Linsky sets, and the righty out of Rice delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-2 with a high fastball. Told you those six destinations. Get your selfie or scenic photo at all of them. Upload them either on the Facebook event page at bit.ly. That's bit.ly/adventurehunt. bit.ly/adventurehunt. You can also upload them to Instagram. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball and a called strike three right at the knees. Back-to-back Ks for Matthew Linsky. Four in total for him. Eight for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Two gone in the bottom of the seventh. Spikes up 4-2, and Charlie Pagliarini up for the first time tonight. Took over at third base in the sixth inning. Pagliarini batting 143 for the year, 250 the on-base percentage, a double, two home runs in six games. First pitch fastball swung on and missed. Oh, and one the count. Linsky sets, delivers. Fastball just off the plate outside. And I beg your pardon, Kornblum checked out. Brendan O'Donnell was the batter. Meanwhile, Addison Smith has checked in for the Spikes at shortstop, replacing Darryl Michael Jean. And it is Kornblum, but it was O'Donnell. And that pitch, a strike over the outer edge. One and two the count, two gone, bottom of the seventh. Linsky comes set. And the pitch. Fastball in tight, two and two. 14th pitch of the inning coming up. Linsky has been pretty efficient. He's looking to strike out the side in order. He's already whiffed the last three batters. Out of the stretch, the righty deals. Fastball to called, strike three. That's five strikeouts and six consecutive outs notched by Matthew Linsky, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Six up, six down for Matthew Linsky. We go to the eighth. Spikes leading 4-2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
DUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Into the eighth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Another new pitcher for Trenton here on the top of the eighth as Brenton Fisher checks in, replacing Brett Thomas, who went one inning. Thomas charged with a run, which was earned on two hits and a walk. He struck out one batter. Also hit a batter, 21 total pitches, 10 of them for strikes. So now it's Fisher facing the 7-8-9 batters, beginning with Chase Call. First at bat is a spike. Came into the game to play right field in the sixth, an outfielder and catcher at UC Irvine. He'll likely be playing a lot of outfield here for the Spikes, although saw him down in the bullpen. It's handy to have him around to be a bullpen catcher just in case when he's not in the field. Slaps one foul, third base side, 0-1. Now watches a 93-mile-an-hour fastball go by for a strike. It's 0-2. Call out of UC Irvine. He was second in the Big West Conference in on-base percentage, led the conference in walks this season. He had 50 walks in 52 games. A good batting eye. The 0-2. Fastball low. The ball and two strikes. 4-2 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the eighth inning, looking to capture a series victory here on the road. Spikes, of course, with a four-game sweep to start the year. Here's the 1-2, and that is a check swing foul. Pitch ran in on Call, and just ricocheted off the bat to the Trenton dugout back toward the playing field. And Trenton Fisher will toss that ball out, get a new one from the plate umpire, Brian DiDomenico. Ball and two strikes. Lost what ended up being a two-game series to Trenton. Dropped two out of three to Frederick, but now looking to bounce back here on the road trip. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Brian Schmela, or Nathan Schmela, I beg your pardon. Two balls and two strikes. Well, looks like Cooper Kornblum is in right field, so I think that was Kornblum that hit last inning. There have been a lot of changes in this game. It's tough to keep track. A swing and a miss by Call. 94 on the inner half of the plate. Chase led back to the dugout. One gone here in the eighth. Cade Climie now the batter. His fourth time up. He's 1-for-3 this evening. Addison Smith, who took over for Daryl Michael Jean at shortstop in the seventh inning, is on deck for the Spikes. And then it'll be Kyle Huxtorf, who turned a walk into a triple with a pair of steals and then ended up scoring that insurance run. Breaking ball low, skips past Schmela. And did Climie go around on that? I guess he did. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. That is down and in for a ball. Fisher looks in for the sign and gets it. Here's the 1-1. And Climie lines it to center field, a base hit. And the ball skips on the center fielder. And but Drake able to get back on top of it. And now here is Addison Smith, the shortstop. 1-for-3, singled, was caught stealing. Or Jean, rather, was singled and caught stealing in the third. Went 1-for-3, and now Smith up. Hitting .222 this season, a .371 on base percentage. He has a double and three RBIs in nine games, and first pitch strike from Fisher, 0-1. Spikes have doubled up the Thunder in the hit column, 12-6, doubling them up in the column that counts as well, 4-2. Trenton with a lone error thus far, the 0-1. And that is cued foul, third base side. Catcher Schmela will chase it down. 0-2 the count. Fans, there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, at Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. You can also create little highlight clips for yourself of each game at MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming. Fastball low, 1-2 the count. Actually, that looked to be the changeup from Fisher. Came in at 88. His fastball's been between 94 and 95 for the most part. Climie leading off first with one out, the 1-2 to Smith. Fastball at 94. It's upstairs, 2-2. No wind to speak of here in Trenton. The skies have darkened fully. The light's the sole source of sight right now. Two balls, two strikes. Climie takes his lead. Fisher to the plate. And Smith pops it up, third base side, still 2-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Gabe Starks gets the ball tomorrow. Kellen Hoover scheduled to start Saturday night at 6 p.m. in Frederick. And Connery Peters, who was outstanding here on Tuesday night, will get the ball for the matinee game on Sunday at 1 p.m. Here's the 2-2 to Smith again. A fastball down and in. Count is full, 3-2. Top of the eighth inning. And the 3-2, runner goes. The pitch fouled behind home. Climie will return to first. Still 3-2. Told you about the adventure hunt going on right now. And you can send your photos to the Facebook event page at each of the six destinations across Happy Valley at bit.ly/adventurehunt or upload your photos to Instagram. Be sure to tag @state_college_spikes. And at Happy Valley, PA, is the 3-2 pitch up high, ball four. Cade Climie slid into second. He was going on the pitch, but gets there anyway, and Smith works a one-out walk. Back to the top of the spikes order with Kyle Huxdorf. 0-for-3, but he manufactured a run in the seventh. Walking, stealing second, stealing third, and scoring on Tyler Wilson's double. Climie leads off second, Fisher to the plate. And Huxdorf watches the breaking ball go by for a strike over the inside corner. 0-1. Again, if you're uploading your adventure hunt photos to Instagram, tag state_college_spikes. That's a Spikes account. And at Happy Valley PA, the account for the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. The 0-1, fastball in tight. One ball, one strike. Do that by Friday, next Friday, the 23rd at 5 p.m., and you'll be entered to win the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest, which includes four tickets to Penn's Cave, four tickets to a Spikes game, four tickets to a movie at Roland Theater, four VIP tickets to the Central PA Fourth Fest with VIP parking. The 1-1 foul back off the roof above us, above me. 1-2. But I'm okay, don't worry. Lloyd's of London need not worry about that insurance policy payout just yet. Ball and two strikes. In addition to those tickets, a plethora of gift cards and baskets. There's a 1-2, fouled, out of play, right side this time. $150 gift card to the tavern. $100 in Belfont dollars. $100 Downtown State College gift card. A $125 basket from Tate Farms. And a $200 Spikes gift card, all part of the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest. Just get your six photos, selfies, or scenics at each of those six locations. The Roland Theater, Talleyrand Park, the Centennial Pigs in Downtown State College, the Nittany Lion Shrine, Penn's Cave, and the Pennsylvania Military Museum in Bowlesburg. Upload them all to the Facebook event page at bit.ly/adventurehunt or upload to Instagram and tag @state_college_spikes and @HappyValleyPM. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 to Huxdorf. In addition to being entered for a chance to win the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest, which will be drawn on Saturday at the Adventure Night game at the Spikes, June the 24th. Plus, if you're one of those entries, if you have submitted your photos and you're entered to win the treasure chest, here's a 2-2, clip foul into the mitt, strike three. Second strikeout for Fisher. Climie stays at second, Smith at first. And now Ethan Mendoza, the batter for State College. He's 1-for-4 this evening. If you enter the Adventure Hunt, you're also eligible for two tickets to the Adventure Night game on June 24th. That's a Saturday night with fireworks after the game as well. A salute to John Williams, the composer for Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and so many adventure films. And the first pitch to Mendoza swung on and missed, a breaking ball, 0-1. But if you take those tickets and you're one of the first 100 entrants into the Adventure Hunt who is at the game, you also get a Spikes Happy Valley Adventure Bureau co-branded fedora in celebration of the next chapter of the Indiana Jones saga coming up end of this month. That pitch skips past Schmela. Runners move up to second and third. That'll be a wild pitch as it hit the dirt. So Climie moves to third, Smith to second. And now a 1-1 count to Mendoza with a pair of runners in scoring position and two outs. It is currently a 4-2 lead for the Spikes. There is right-handed action in the State College bullpen as well. At first glance, it looks to be Jacob Odo. We'll confirm that here in a moment. And the pitch to Mendoza, lifted the other way to right field, but running toward the line, Kornblum hauls it in, and the inning is over. Spikes with a hit, but they leave two runners on at second and third. 7.5 gone. Spikes still leading 4-2, and it's Spencer Hill, the right-hander, who will take over for the Spikes right after this here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology.
With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers. Then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota. Let's go places.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Fans, Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and that new pitcher is Spencer Hill. Spencer making his fifth appearance with the Spikes, has not allowed a run to this point. He has pitched a total of five innings, no record, but one hold to his credit. He has finished two games, two innings tonight. He'll do so a third time. He's allowed no runs, just one hit, nine strikeouts to one walk, an 0.59 opponent's batting average, and he takes over to face Isaiah Drake, Socrates Bardatzos, and Nathan Schmela. Drake, the first man up. That is Evan Slate, and actually it was Slate that took over in center field. Last half inning. And the pitch to Slate, and it hit him. So Spencer Hill placing just his third runner on base in five-plus innings. As the leadoff man is on, and here is Socrates Bardatzos. Not subject to the maneuverings in the field. He's the DH tonight, up for the fourth time. He singled in the second. His ground out plated a run in the third, and then he walked in the fifth. 4-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth, and Hill delivers. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Still Cade Climby at third, Addison Smith at shortstop, Ethan Mendoza at second, Tyler Wilson at first, with Will Bush catching for the Spikes. Hill to the plate. That's upstairs, a ball, 2-0. Matthew Bardwell is in left, Kyle Huxdorf in center, Chase Call is in right. Hill looks in for the sign from Bush and gets it, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball in tight, 3-0. Spencer Hill has been dominant this year, but trying to dig himself out of a jam here in the bottom of the eighth. The high set, throw to first. Slate dives back in. Still a 3-0 count. And the pitch. That's low for ball four. So Bardatzos works the walk, and now runners on first and second, and Nathan Schmela at the plate. Schmela up for the first time tonight after taking over for Brian Scattini behind the plate in the sixth. He is 0-for-3 in his first two games as a member of the Thunder. He takes a breaking ball low, ball one. Now Spencer Hill has thrown six pitches so far and only one strike. So Will Bush is going to trot out to the mound, have a little chat with him. Matthew Linsky went two innings on the mound. He did not allow a run nor a hit. He didn't walk a batter. He retired all six batters he faced, five via strikeout, 30 pitches, 22 for strikes. He'll get credit for a hold in this one. 1-0 the count to Schmela. Pitch. Fastball down and in, 2-0. 4-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth. And the 2-0. There's a strike. And the heart of the plate, 93. 2-1 the count. Schmela will be a hitter now. Here's the set by Hill and the 2-1. And that is low and away and gets to the backstop. A wild pitch will move Slate to third. And Bardazzo's to second. And now the tying run in scoring position with a 3-1 count. And the pitch. That's a called strike. 3-2 now to Schmela. And the payoff pitch bounced up the middle, snared by Smith. Shortstop fires the first, but it's wide. One run scores in Slate. Bardazzo's coming home. He'll score. We're tied at four. It'll be a base hit for Schmela, the infield single, and then an error to score the second Trenton run. First error of the night for the Spikes. Seventh hit for the Thunder. It's a new ball game. So Ryan Ward will no longer factor in the decision. And Linsky will still get credit for a hold. Here's Alden Mathis, the left fielder, 0-for-3 so far. Pair of strikeouts, sandwiched around, a ground out to first with the pitcher covering. Hill to the plate. Fastball low. Actually, now this is not Mathis. This is instead Brendan O'Donnell. So O'Donnell in place of Mathis in the order. And the throw to first. And Schmela gets back. Here's the set. And the pitch. In tight again. Bush able to handle it. O'Donnell. Thought buzzed by, but it didn't hit him. 95 mile an hour fastball. 1-0 the count. As it stands right now, that second run is an unearned run, but that is subject to future action. Here's the 1-0 to O'Donnell. Outside ball two. So Brendan O'Donnell at the plate. 14 pitches so far for Spencer Hill in this outing, only four strikes. And Will Bush will again get out to the mound to chat with him. This has been atypical of what Spencer Hill has brought to the mound in his time with the Spikes. And he's been dominant so far at UNC Asheville. 6'4 righty, 21 years of age. Here's the set, the pitch. In tight, ball three. Actually, that's ball four. So O'Donnell hitting here in the eighth draws the walk. And now runners are at first and second as Mike Brown steps in. The first baseman up for the second time. Rounded out to second in the sixth, and now here comes Jerome Williams. Spikes pitching coach making a visit. And there is action in the Spikes bullpen. 4-4 game now, first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. It had been smooth sailing for the Spikes. Linsky had retired all six batters he faced, and now Jacob Odell is warming up. That is Odell now, the right-hander, who finished the game on Saturday, getting ready. 16 pitches, four strikes for Hill. And it's been a lengthy visit, so Brian DiDomenico is going to come break it up. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Things have turned. Spikes out hitting the Thunder 12-7, but now an error apiece. And it's four all. And the meeting on the mound is broken up. Jerome Williams checking on the action in the bullpen. It appears Jacob Odell is ready. Nobody out for Mike Brown. Again, 0-1 with a ground out to second tonight after taking over at first base in the sixth inning. And the pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, 0-1. Little reverse psychology there from Hill. That might have dipped out of the zone, but Brown, I'm sure, thinking he's going to get a juicy pitch to hit with Spencer fighting things a bit. He did not, 0-1. Next breaking ball lifted in the air down the left field line, but tails foul. Now, Mike Brown has visions of a three-run dinger in the Earl Weaver style. But maybe Spencer Hill can use that against him here. Put an out up on the board. Spencer sets the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Dipped out of the zone again, and again that reverse psychology works for Spencer Hill's first strikeout of the night. The Spikes 10th, brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Mountaineer Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Still runners on first and second, now one gone. And Trey Page to the plate, the second baseman 0-1 after taking over at second base in the sixth inning. He struck out last time up. First pitch to him, well inside. Page backs away, ball one. Looking in for the sign is Hill. The 1-0. High and away for a ball, 2-0. By the way, if you're following along things online with the flurry of substitutions, I think they're trying to sort it all out. Garrett French did not check into the ball game. It was Brendan O'Donnell that walked two batters ago. 2-0 the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut on the off-speed delivery, and it's 2-1. Jacob Odell still throwing in the Spikes bullpen if he's needed. Here's the 2-1. Fades in just outside. 3-1 the count. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike two. Jeff Manto steps out of the, well, would be the third base coaching box. The lines aren't down, but he puts his palms facing downwards, simmer down. The 3-2 bouncer up the middle, charging Mendoza, gloves it, fires to first in time. Runners move to second and third, but it's the second out of the inning. And now Cooper Kornblum, the batter, the right fielder, 0-3 with a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Mendoza's had to make that play twice in the last three innings, charging in from second, gloving and throwing on the run, and he has performed it well both times. He also turned a slick double play way back in the first. First pitch up high, goes to the backstop, coming in from third is Schmele, he scores. A wild pitch, and Trenton has the lead back at 5-4. Three runs here in the eighth inning. Ball one to Kornblum. O'Donnell now at third. And now the Spikes are going to need to score in the ninth. This has turned around on Old State College. The breaking ball called strike on the inside corner. It's a 1-1. A 1-1 pitch, fastball and a called strike. Actually took something off it. That was the changeup. It's 1-2. Ball escapes from the Spikes bullpen, but it's retrieved. Jacob Odell still throwing. Here's the 1-2. Liner into right field, a base hit. O'Donnell trots in from third. And Trenton, trailing by two, going into the bottom of the eighth, now leads it by two. The two-out RBI single. And Dave Tremblay is coming out, and there'll be a pitching change here. So in the bottom of the eighth, it is now Trenton leading 6-4. We'll have Jacob Odell's numbers in the rest of the eighth inning when we return here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes return home for a six. The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, or for the eighth inning, I should say. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger for more information. Visit geisinger.org. There are two outs, but a runner on first, and Trenton now leading the game 6-4. Four runs in the inning as Jacob Odell takes over, looking to notch the final out. A 1-0 record, a 1.35 ERA in five appearances. He has finished four games. Now, officially, that counts the game on Saturday. He pitched the final inning in the regulation, then in overtime was on the mound. Spikes fell to the Keys this past Saturday. But Odell, in 6 2/3 regulation innings, has allowed just one run on two hits, 11 strikeouts to four walks. He's hit one batter. Opponents hitting just 100 against him in regulation. Cooper Kornblum, the runner on first with two outs. Jacob Hinderleiter will be the batter. And unfortunately, Spencer Hill right now on the hook in this one. So Odell completing his warm-ups. Spikes will have Gabe Starks on the mound tomorrow night, 7 p.m. We'll be on the air with you as Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at approximately 6:45 from Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It is interesting this year. Spikes will make nothing but midweek visits to Trenton. This is the only one in the first half, but in the second half, July 18th through the 20th, a Tuesday to Thursday series, and August 15th through the 17th, another Tuesday to Thursday series. And all their visits against Frederick, one in the first half, and one in the second, will be weekend visits, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Jacob Hinderleiter is 0-for-1. He struck out looking in the seventh. Jacob Odell on the mound, pitching from the stretch with Kornblum on first, and the delivery. That is foul to the right side. 0-1 on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Spikes have out, hit the Thunder 12-8, but Trenton with a late flurry has taken a two-run lead. Spikes in the ninth will have Wilson, Buford, and Bush. The 3-4-5 hitters due up. And a foul ball ricochets off the helmet of Bush, the catcher. He immediately rises up. Brian DiDomenico gives him some time to recover. 0-2, the count to Hinderleiter. Kornblum being held on at first. And the 0-2. Fastball to called, strike three, 97 miles an hour. And that strikeout is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. But now, the Spikes trailing by two. Need a flurry of their own in the ninth. Again, Tyler Wilson, Cam Buford, Will Bush due up when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes! Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Into the ninth inning, and the Spikes, who had led for much of this game, now find themselves trailing 6-4, and a new pitcher on to try to close it out for Trenton. It is Carlton Perkins. Perkins finished the game Tuesday night, allowing one run on one hit and two walks. He did have the tying run on base, or rather the tying run at the plate, leading by three, but able to finish it out. Did not earn credit for the save, but now faces Tyler Wilson to start off the ninth inning and delivers a fastball outside, 1-0. Next offering. Fouled third base side. It's 1-1. Perkins this season has made a total of two appearances. No record, a 4.5 ERA, one run allowed over two innings. Bouncer to the right side by Wilson, juggled by Brown. Everybody's safe. Brown tosses it away. Perkins was over to cover. The ball eludes him, but Wilson just going to stay at first. It'll be the second error of the game for the Thunder. E3 the call, and it might open the door for the Spikes as Wilson is aboard to start the ninth. Just a little bouncer to first, and Brown couldn't quite handle it. And here is Cam Buford, the designated hitter tonight, 1-for-3. Drove in a run with his single in the fifth. He's also been hit by a pitch, reached on an error himself in the second. First pitch from Perkins to Buford, foul back to the screen. Perkins out of Cali Community College in Kansas, a native of Lee's Summit, Missouri. Two strikeouts, two walks in his two outings for the Thunder thus far. Here's the set. At the midsection, and the 0-1. Breaking ball, tap foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Here's the set, the 0-2. Breaking ball, popped up. Right side of the infield. Trey Page over for it. Second baseman puts it away. Wilson remains at first. One gone in the ninth. A four spot for Trenton in the eighth, giving them a 6-4 lead. Here is Will Bush, left-handed hitting catcher, up for the fifth time. He's reached base twice, hit by a pitch in the fourth, scored a run in that inning. He singled in the seventh. Pitch from Perkins. Bush swings and loops it foul left side. This will go past the Spikes bullpen. Way out of play. 0-1. And the pitch. Fastball low. Actually, that one off speed dipped out of the zone as well. 1-1 the count. 82 on that one. Perkins took something off of it. Now sets and delivers. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Wilson leads off first. The pitch. Way outside. Bush lays off. 2-2. 4 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, State College. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Trenton. Perkins set. And the pitch. Bouncer up the middle, off the mound, juggled by the second baseman Page, flips the second for one, on to first, double play, game over. And the Thunder steal one from the Spikes tonight. It is they who capture the series victory. After it looked like State College had it, but a 4-run eighth inning gives it to the Thunder. Spikes will continue the road trip tomorrow in Frederick. We'll be back to wrap things up from Trenton Thunder Ballpark right after this. Final score tonight, Trenton 6, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine.
The State College Spikes return home for a 6-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Stop by PJ Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. PJ Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Mm.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Joe Putnam back with you here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The Spikes had the lead for much of the game. Fell behind 2-0 in the third, but an RBI triple by Matthew Bardwell and then a run-scoring infield single from Bryce Matthews tied the game up 2-2 in the fourth. The Spikes took the lead in the fifth. Cam Buford with a two-out RBI single and then added a run in the seventh. Kyle Huxdorf led off with a walk. Stole second, stole third, now with four steals in as many attempts over his first three Spikes games. He then was at third when Tyler Wilson smashed a double, and what turned out to be a double to score Huxdorf. Wilson throwing out a third on the overside, but the fourth run scores. That gave the Spikes a two-run lead. It seemed comfortable, especially after two scoreless innings of relief from Ryan Ward, two for Matthew Linsky as well. But in the eighth inning, Trenton able to plate four runs, an error thrown in the mix, a couple of wild pitches, including one to score the go-ahead run, and also an RBI single from Cooper Kornblum to make it a 6-4 game. Spikes in the ninth got the leadoff man on via an error, but a pop-out and a double play end the ball game. The final score, Trenton 6, State College 4. So the Spikes dropped to 6-6 on the year. Trenton now 8-4. They are a game clear of Frederick for first place in the MLB Draft League's first half standings. Final game totals, State College 4 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, 10 runners left on base. For Trenton, 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, they left 7. Brenton Fisher's the winning pitcher. He's now 1-1 on the season. Spencer Hill takes the loss to drop to 0-1. Carlton Perkins with the save, his first in as many tries this year, and a hold credited to Matthew Linsky despite the Spikes' defeat. That's his first of the year as well. Time of the game, 2 hours and 52 minutes, 6,022. The attendance tonight here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. And next up, the Spikes head to Frederick. Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, starting a three-game series with the Keys tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start time. Gabe Starks will be on the mound for the Spikes. We'll see who is on the mound for the Keys to begin. It's a 7 o'clock game tomorrow, 6 o'clock on Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday at a matinee to finish off the road trip. Then after an off day Monday, Spikes have a 6-game homestand starting on a walking taco Tuesday with half-price walking tacos all game long at both Salsa and Burgertopia, which turns into Tacotopia in right field. On a walking taco Tuesday, West Virginia Black Bears coming into town for a 6:35 game. And then, of course, a salute to educators with Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. The return of Dollar Beer Night on Thirsty Thursday. $1 12-ounce select drafts, $2 12-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday. Friday night, a big one as well. 6:35 game against Mahoning Valley on that occasion. It is Store Wars, Sheets versus Wawa. You'll be able to determine which one is best, and the one lucky fan from the winning side will win a $500 gift card to that state gas station. And meanwhile, Saturday, the culmination of the adventure hunt at Adventure Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, a salute to John Williams-themed fireworks show one night after Store Wars. John Williams, the composer of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and many others. Salute to him. The fireworks show Saturday the 24th, and then a salute to pickleball Sunday afternoon the 25th. Tickets for all those games available now at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. And also, don't forget, PIAA State Baseball Championships slated to begin at 10:30 tomorrow morning with Baldy Galeria taking on Mountain Union in the Class 2A title game. Belfont faces Dallas in Class 4A, and yes, the nightcap will be Father Judge taking on Mount Lebanon in the 6A title game. Those taking place back home at Medler Field at LeBron O'Parn. Final once again, Trenton 6, State College 4. I'm Joe Putnam. I'll talk to you tomorrow night at approximately 6:45 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.